Metropolis with me, Mike Graham, and him, Kevin O'Sullivan. Once again this week, I'm afraid, due to circumstances beyond our control, it's slightly later than advertised, normally speaking. We hopefully get back to normal next week, but it's been a bit of a busy old time, Kev.
Well, it always fucking is, isn't it?
Listen, I know we're going to talk
we
about...
We do a lot of work, you and me.
We do. There is no rest for the wicked, as they say. Shall we kick off, though, because there's been so much going on. This fucking government now has decided that they're going to just keep making one announcement every two or three fucking hours, right? Just when you were getting used to the last one. Oh, I know. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the migrants on a load of barges. Oh, no. I see what we're going to do. We're going to put them all in a fucking internment camp. Oh, no. I know what we're going to do. We're going to send them all to Rwanda. I mean, every fucking day there's a different idea. But the favourite one of this week, I think, is going to be Grant Shapps, the energy minister, who is probably one of the worst fucking cabinet ministers that has ever lived. He is the poster boy for Tory boy, isn't he?
Yeah, it's just absolute disgrace. Another big announcement from the government saying that we all have to stop using gas boilers, switch to electricity, don't go on fucking holiday, don't drive a car that's a petrol or diesel. Fuck off, Shapps.
Right.
Fuck off.
Right.
And it goes out, we're recording this on a Thursday morning. This morning, he's done the media rounds, including Talk TV, in which he talked to our very own Peter Carwell on The Breakfast Show, where he definitively said that the reason for all this, in terms of climate change and mankind causing climate change, he said, and I quote, the science is beyond any kind of doubt.
Right.
That's a fucking lie.
Yeah.
That is a fucking lie. That's the whole fucking point about this. The science is not beyond any doubt. There is not a scintilla of proof, of definitive proof, that mankind is causing climate change. And nevertheless, this government is requiring us to reduce our lifestyles, to go back to living in fucking mud huts, drive around on horses or carts. What? And they have no idea whether this will make a blind bit of fucking difference or not.
Well, that's
a disgrace.
See, that for me is the key bit.
It's a disgrace.
It's not so much about whether we've caused it, because, I mean, I don't think anybody could ever prove that anyway. Nobody really fucking
knows.
Well,
that's what it's all based on.
I know that.
That's what government policy is.
I get that, but what I'm saying is that what they really have no idea about, as you say, is what would happen if we did get to net zero, because net zero, at the end of the day, is a fucking mythical, constructed load of old shites, right?
Yeah.
You might as well say, I'm going to fill a balloon with my fucking sperm, and then I'm going to give it to somebody, and they're going to give birth. No, they're fucking not. That's not how it works, right? So here's what they're going to say. They're going to say, basically, if we get to net zero, everything will be fine. Well, it won't be fine, because not only will we get to net zero, which means nothing anyway, all it means is that we're going to plant a few fucking trees in Sri Lanka while we fucking drive around in a Jaguar, or it means that, you know, every other fucking country in the world who has not gone to net zero will not change anything.
I agree, but it is utterly central to this equation that the government policy, in fact, the policies of Western countries and most countries all over the world, all energy policies, are based on the certitude that mankind is causing climate change. And therefore, if we alter our behaviour, stop driving diesel cars, stop going on fucking holiday, then somehow or other, climate change will get better, will be cured of all...
So
the point is, they've got no fucking proof that mankind is causing it. So there's every chance that anything we do in the whole fucking world will make no difference whatsoever, and that climate change is just planetary. It's what happens to the planet Earth. So if it's true that we can't do anything about it, why are we not being allowed to go to fucking Spain on holiday?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Shapps, you fucking liar. I mean, he's a fucking liar.
This is the guy, I know you're probably going to say, I fucking told this story a million times, but I never tire of telling it. When I had him on once, and he said to me,
I remember.
His bullshit fucking stuff. And he went, oh, don't you want to be, don't you want Britain to be the world leader in onshore wind?
Offshore.
And I went, no, not really fucking, I don't know, onshore wind it was.
Oh, was it onshore? onshore, offshore, who gives a fuck?
I just said, no, not really. And he clearly, nobody had ever said that to him.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not fucking interested.
What we're
interested in is cheap fucking energy so that we can heat our homes, so that we can drive around in our cars, and that we can actually live a fucking relatively civilized life.
Yeah.
I don't want to be dragging my fucking carcass through the mud. I don't want to be living in a house with no fucking electricity so that I have to heat everything up on a fucking fire. And our mate Donald, right, who lives in Scotland, he put heat pumps in because he
cold old pumps.
Because he had more money than fucking. He had more money than fucking sense.
And they don't fucking work.
Stupid fucker, trying to be fucking all virtuous, right? And I know you might be listening to this, Donald. Yeah. So fuck
McLeod, you,
as well.
Wanker.
You fucking idiot. And they put
you fucking sucker,
twat. The fucking
typical
campsite.
Scott.
Yeah, exactly. And they're the ones that get buried in the garden, right? So you need. I mean, he's got a huge fucking house, right? In Linlithgow, he's got a fucking massive garden. He has great parties, but he put these things in. And he told me that in the fucking height of the cold snap that they had in December, he said outside the house it was minus 10. He said inside the house it was fucking 6 degrees centigrade.
Fucking hell. And that was as hot. Don't fucking work.
That was as hot as it fucking got. And they also say that they're so inefficient that you've got to be careful of getting fucking Legionnaire's disease because it heats the water only to something like 55 degrees centigrade or something like that. And it has to be hotter than that, like 60-odd, in order to fucking
get rid of all the bacteria.
Great news, you know. So not only are you freezing your fucking arse off, but you might actually die of Legionnaire's disease when you get in a fucking shower.
And by the way, if everybody gets a heat pump, as the government seems to desire... what are they going to do about terraced houses?
Well, they can't do anything.
And skyscraper blocks of flats because you can't put heat pumps.
But this
in
is
there.
Why
so
all
it's
the,
all bollocks.
But this is why all the virtue signalling fucking champagne socialists are going, oh yeah, heat pumps are great because I've got a
They're
big garden.
They're fucking not. They don't work.
I've got a big garden, or I've got a big garage that I don't put my car in anymore because I cycle everywhere. Fucking cyclists are doing my nut in, by the way, at the moment. The fucking number of people, because I talked about this the other day.
Yeah.
You know Camber Sands, right?
Of course I do.
They've put the fucking prices
up. I saw that.
On the car park. 30 quid a day to park at fucking Camber Sands. Yeah, I'm not joking. And some wanker on fucking Twitter went, well, you don't need to take the car. You can just cycle there. Fuck off!
I can't cycle there from London.
Also, I can't cycle there.
90 miles.
I can't cycle. Also, with the dog fucking Ziggy strapped to my back.
Strapped to the fucking handlebars.
Two kids on the fucking front on the front handlebars. Oh. Ziggy on my back. What is wrong with these fucking morons?
It's a war on motorists, obviously. But by the
way, I'm loving the revolution where they're setting fire to the fucking low traffic.
Yeah, the LTN rebellion.
That's fucking
great. Right.
But bring that on, motherfucker.
Lest we forget. Look.
Not that we want to encourage any violence, of course.
No. But lest we forget. If we all fucking do everything the government says, and we achieve this mythical carbon.
Yeah, they can't tell us what happens.
Yeah. So we all do it, right? We all get heat pumps. We all stop driving cars. We don't go to Spain on holiday.
Not in this fucking lifetime.
We get to carbon net zero. Britain produces less than 1% of the world's pollution. It will make no fucking difference to the world whatsoever. China produces 28%. What is China doing about carbon net zero? Absolutely fuck all.
Well, it gets worse, right? Because even if the whole world stopped producing any kind of carbon CO2 emissions.
But they're not, are they?
No, but even if the whole world did, I saw an article written in New Scientist or something by some fucking climate maniac who said actually it would be at least 10 years before it made any difference to the whole fucking world.
But we're
and
not.
If everybody
but,
did
but,
it.
But that little shit chaps is telling us that we've got to reduce our lifestyles, and the only reason is, and he knows the truth, everyone knows that anything Britain does won't make any difference because we do not contribute to the global pollution problem in any significant way. Less than 1%. Meanwhile, Xi Jinping over in fucking China, he's got 1,100 coal fuel power stations. We've got 3, by the way.
Yeah.
He's building 300 more, and he's exploring for more coal seams for more coal fuel power station. So he's delivering cheap energy. So he's doing absolutely fuck all. But the reason that shaps and these fucking morons, these fucking idiots running this fucking country, the reason that they are doing all this to us is because they think Xi Jinping over in Beijing is going to go, oh, look at what Britain's doing.
This is my point.
He couldn't give a fuck, you stupid asshole.
I know. But this is my point. You know, they go, but don't you want to be the world leader? Well, no.
No.
I don't. I just want to be able to pay.
Don't.
Do you know, my fucking place in London, which is a one-bedroom flat, not particularly, you know, expansive, not particularly big. The fucking electricity bill I got for the last quarter was 466 quid, right? The original one that I got probably 2-3 years ago was about 175.
Yeah.
So it's nearly four fucking times bigger, practically, than it used to be. And it's fucking ridiculous.
This is
and I'm hearing from more and more people now, just ordinary, like some of the girls that work in our makeup department, ordinary people who don't make a lot of money, are going, I can't afford the fucking bill. What are they supposed to do? Well, and these fucking twats are going, oh yeah, well, obviously it's cheaper now to get renewable energy. Well, is it? Well, why in the fuck is my bill keep going up?
Yeah,
why is it three times more than it used to be?
Yeah.
Why is it four times fucking more? Lance Foreman, you know, the king of smoked salmon, he told me yesterday that his bill for his factory in East London, £200,000 it used to be for his electricity bill for a year, it's now £400,000. You can't fucking run a business like
that.
Ridiculous. These people are fucking maniacs.
It's ridiculous.
Absolutely mad.
And it's all to guilt trip Xi Jinping into getting rid
of that's going to work.
Isn't going to work.
Captain
Inscrutable. How can they do this to this? It's fucking government.
It really
is. And by the way, as you said earlier, Mike, every day a new announcement, crack down on this, we're going to do this, ASBOs, that. The Tories are supposed to be about less government. Not too much government. You know, let the individual thrive. The government will take a very backward, backroom role.
Yeah.
Instead, this Tory government is just bombarding us every fucking day with new laws, new rules, new regulations, new fucking initiatives. Fuck off and leave us alone.
I'll tell you what.
Disgraceful.
You know what we're going to do? If you haven't, done it yet, you should sign up to our Patreon account because we're going to get even all fucking wound up on there.
I'm fucking furious.
Anti-social fucking behaviour bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you some fucking anti-social.
I know. Yeah. Here's a way to make the country better. We're going to evict scumbags from scumbag fucking flats so that they can live on the street. Yeah. Good fucking idea.
If we could just
useless fucking cunts.
If we could just arrest kids who are doing balloons, then the country will be saved.
Yeah,
what
that's
a
right.
load of shit.
Stop people taking laughing
gas.
Nobody
gives a fuck whether or not kids smoke.
No,
fucking
nobody could give. Nobody
could
care
less. They are.
It's like saying you might as well ban fucking teenage pregnancy, fucking twats. You know. Anyway, how about this, right? Don't worry, we've found a place to use all of our ire up on, right? Mm. I discovered today that at Leicester University, there's a place
called
the Centre for Hate Studies, right? What the fuck is going on with that?
Yeah.
You should fucking be in it. I mean, I should be in it.
Why don't we set up a centre? We just set up a centre for hate promotion, to make everybody, teach people how to hate shit.
How about just a centre for hate?
Yeah.
You know, you don't need any other word. What,
that's a fucking university. What is intellectual about that? That is just moronic.
Yeah.
It's fucking moronic. Fucking force feeding these poor kids this absolute horse shit. What the fuck is going on?
But you know what's going on in this country?
Fucking centre for hate studies.
Yeah,
shove it up your stupid arseholes, you cunts.
As I said, I fucking hate you, Butler. You should be in there. Fucking Blakey should be running
mad
it. You know?
This world. This fucking world's going mad.
But it's worse than that, because what they're now doing, right, is they're redefining fucking words. Because I actually put a thing, because people, because they're all over me at the moment, the old lefties, saying that I'm every day.
They don't like you, do they?
They don't like me at all, which is fine with me, because I don't fucking like them either. In fact,
I fucking. Keen on me, aren't
you? No. They say, all you do all day is pump out hate.
Hate.
It says hate.
Hate.
And I said, have you got any examples? And they can't find it. And then they find something that you've said which is critical of something. Oh, that's hate speech. Mm. Well, no, it's not. I'm just saying, I don't fucking like that. Or that guy's a fucking wanker. Or that guy's a prick. Or that guy might even be a cunt. It's not hate speech, is it? It's just
almost
fucking
certainly
telling the fucking truth.
Yeah, but what's wrong with hate? I really like hating.
Yeah,
things.
I know. You've always liked it.
I hate lots and lots of things, and I embrace hatred. You know, don't tell me I can't hate things. You're promoting hate.
What do you
correct,
think? What do
you
hate?
Daft cunt.
What do you hate the most, do you think?
Yeah?
What do you think you hate the most?
Fucking cunts who go on about hate.
Do you know what?
That's what I hate the
most. Do you
know
what I love?
Fucking killing the levels.
It's harking back to, you've got to stop shouting. Sorry. You're fucking killing. It's all going to distort. Yeah,
so I'm distorting the volume.
It'd be like a fucking Black Sabbath.
Honestly,
it'd be like a fucking Black Sabbath
concert.
Don't
you feel like it feels like we're arriving at ground zero of mad stupidity.
Yeah.
This government, these politicians, I mean, they couldn't run a fucking whelk stall.
No.
Unbelievable.
Well, they don't know anything about real life, right? They have no fucking clue what ordinary people have to put up with. They've never been on a fucking train into London on any given day, or into Newcastle, or into fucking Manchester. They've got a fucking ULEZ charge now in Newcastle. I heard the other day. And the taxi drivers are now going, every time we go in there, we have to pay money. So we're not going in there anymore.
Jeez.
So if you want to get to the centre of fucking Newcastle, that's what they fucking want. They want to stop on the outskirts. You have to walk the rest
fucking
of the way.
Crazy.
Like these cunts who used to deliver my fucking groceries, who were like, oh, are you going to come down and help me? Or Can I just leave them there? No, you fucking deliver them to the front door, you fucking prick. That's your job. If you're in a taxi, you want to go to the place you're going to, not somewhere fucking near it where you have to walk the rest of the way in the fucking rain. But the point about the hate centre, right, the reason we found it is because...
Centre for Hate Studies.
You know, but they're investigating, they're doing a whole new project into whether the countryside is racist, right?
That's their
fucking job. They're going to go into the countryside. And we had this before from the Lake District, where the Lake District said there's not enough black people going to the Lake District to walk around. Well, there's a reason for that, because most of the ethnic minority population in this country is in the fucking city. It's in Manchester, it's in Birmingham, it's in Liverpool. They don't really go to the fucking Lake District. It's in London, they don't really go to the Lake District. Why fucking would they?
They don't live there, that's for damn sure.
Because they probably find it difficult to get a fucking, bus there, because there isn't a bus. And now the fucking National Trust are going, oh, but we really like to have more diverse people walking around. And they've actually said, these cunts in the hate centre, they've actually said that ethnic minority people might be abused when they go for a ramble. I abuse any rambler. If I see a fucking rambler in the countryside, I tell them to fuck off out of the way. We get them sometimes down in Sussex.
Isn't a rambler just someone who's walking?
Yeah, but no. Ramblers are not just people who are walking.
What's the fucking difference?
Well, the difference is people who ramble...
I don't know, I never go to the country.
Okay,
so
they follow the cult of fucking Janet Street Porter, right? Or Janet Street Rambler. Who goes rambling as opposed to walking.
No. What's the difference?
No, they also want to walk through your fucking garden because they think it's their right of way. So where I am down in Sussex, there is a footpath.
You haven't defined the difference between rambling and walking.
Well, rambling is like the kind of extreme version of walking.
What's that mean? Well, it means you have to put a fucking rucksack on your back.
Well, no.
And hold a stick.
Well, there are several clues. They usually have those little ski poles, right? They've always got fucking boots on. They've usually got rucksacks. Sometimes they have maps. But they're not just walking. They're making a fucking point, right?
Okay.
These cunts are not just walking. When you walk on Hampstead Heath to look for your phone or your fucking your fucking wallet, whatever you fucking lost, right?
You're one just of my regular or
your
rambles.
Fucking your fucking random sexual fucking
my
encounter.
Wallet hunting, you know? Rambles.
Yeah. The point is, you're walking the dog, or you've got a reason to be there, right?
Yeah, sure.
No, these people take a fucking bus to the countryside, they mark out a fucking route,
cunts.
And they walk from one fucking place to the other. They are cunts, there's no doubt about it. They're usually old, they're usually white, and they're usually fucking wankers, right? And so...
And they've got beards.
And that's for the men. And if they get to your house... And they see that they have to get to the other side of your house. They will walk through your fucking garden and they'll go, I've got a right of way. And I'll sometimes find them in my fucking driveway, because if you come down the wrong way, they're supposed to go to the right. They don't. They end up in the driveway, and I'm afraid they get a fucking mouthful from me. And it's got nothing to do with their ethnicity. If they're fucking ramblers, I'm going to call them cunts and tell them to fuck off out of the way.
Well, absolutely.
Because that's where I fucking park. Fuck off.
And the thing about...
And they go, oh, we tried to get...
People of colour, ethnic people, they don't live in the country. And good for them. Very sensible. Because
you don't like the country.
Well, it's fucking shit, isn't it?
Why do you think it's
this
so shit?
It's a fucking bunch of fields and trees and farm animals shitting all over the place.
But you're always going to the country. You
I have don't these often
long,
go to the
you
country.
You go on long weekends. You used to have a house in the fucking country.
Well, you said that. That's when I got to hate it. That's the whole fucking reason. Used to go up that fucking place.
I mean,
I must say,
when I first moved to the country, because I grew up in London like you, and then I lived in Bath for a while, went to university, lived in London, lived in New York, that was it, only new cities. When my wife at the time decided she wanted to move out of London because she wanted to raise the children in a place which was more rural and nice, you know, I want to be able to let them out of the front door and just let them wander around in the fields, which was fine, except for we bought this fucking house, right? On a Saturday, I looked at it. What I didn't know was that during the fucking week, there was fucking huge trucks trundling down the fucking road, which were at about 40 fucking miles an hour, none of which worked on a Saturday, right? And I was like, this is really fucking dangerous. If the kids walk out the front gate, they're going
to
get fucking splashed.
For the kids' safety.
Well, we ended up buying a second house, but when I first moved there, I fucking hated it, because one, it was really quiet. Two, it was really fucking dark.
There you go.
Right? And all you could hear were these weird animal noises, screams of fucking rabbits.
Yeah.
I used to find, I once found a fucking sheep's leg, which still had the wool on it, just in a field, because obviously the fox had fucking taken the sheep and had left one leg behind. I was fucking terrified that the house was going to be broken into by some mad axe man, because I'd only ever lived in quite noisy places, you know, and I didn't really like it. But I quite like now getting away at the weekends to the country. I just want to live in it all the time.
Yeah, no, I don't mind the odd weekend away in the country, but by and large, I don't like it because, you know, there's fuck all to do there. You know, you can't get anywhere. There's no fucking restaurants. There's no fucking decent pubs or bars. No clubs. you know, no.
Yeah, you can't go find yourself a carrot. Well, you can buy yourself a carrot.
Take it down to London. See if they'll cook it up for you for 17 quid.
Also, I remember my daughter, Emma, when she was about 8, 9 years old, she had this friend called Rachel. And she's like, oh, we're going over to Rachel's place for the afternoon. And when I went to pick them up, I said, so what did you get up to? She said, oh, she was showing me her her dad's gun collection. I'm like, what? And apparently he's a farmer, right? And he had a fucking, you know, gun locker, which of course he thought was always locked. But of course the daughter knew how to fucking get into it. And they were playing with the guns. I'm like, fuck it, oh, you're never going back there. You know, it's like something out of fucking, you know, America.
Well, yeah.
Because they've all got shotguns.
Yeah, there's a lot of shooting goes on.
There's a lot of shooting. I mean, when I'm down in Sussex, you hear the fucking, you know, the hunting guys all the time. They're shooting for pheasant in the season. Funnily enough, when we first lived on the farm where we live now, they used to shoot pheasant and hang them up.
Your house is great. It's a really nice
It is
place,
nice, yeah.
Lovely place.
But
I mean, also, one of the you're quite also, near a little conurbation.
And you're
near
a quite nice little village, yeah. But the problem is, when they first used to do that, they sort of thought they owned the fucking place, right? And this guy would turn up in his Land Rover and he had about 8 fucking Labradors. And one of them came running into my garden. And did that thing that dogs do, where he just came straight into the garden, went round a couple of times, and took a massive shit right in the middle of the fucking grass, right? And of course, I'm happy with that. Dogs do shit.
So the
like
Ramblers
that.
Didn't do that.
Not wasn't the Ramblers, but this fucking guy who was the sort of man in charge of the hunt or whatever it was, or the fucking shoot.
Oh,
he did fuck all. Right? He didn't come down and go, "Oh, sorry about that." He didn't come and clean it. I had to pick the shit up. And I had to take it to him and go, your fucking dog left this in my garden. I assume you didn't assume that you were going to just get me to clean it up. Maybe you could do something with it. You know.
Well, when I had my house.
But in the country, they've got these code, haven't they?
I know, yeah. Well, when I had my house in Suffolk, there was a local hunt, you know, like the fox hunting. Right?
Cunt.
So every time they used to go out on like a Saturday morning, we used to go down there.
Did you put the old? Did they ever blood?
No. It's fucking cool because
you're supposed to be a fucking animal lover.
Well, I very much don't approve. I don't approve.
Yeah, he is a vegan.
Fuck off! I don't approve of fox hunting, but this was.
But this was fine.
Well, it's towel hunting.
How is it fine?
It's towel hunting.
Bollocks, is it?
Well, that's what it's supposed to.
No,
be.
No, it's not. They don't. They fucking.
I know what the fucking score is. That's not the bloody point.
They fool people like
you. I don't have
a
moral backbone, so I used to go there because you get a lot of free drink. Yeah. So you go there at 9 o'clock.
The sherry.
The port. Loads of port. Yeah. Really good Stilton and biscuit. So we used to stand there for an hour watching these twats in their red coats on their stupid fucking horses.
Yeah.
And the dogs and that. Just get completely arseholed and then fuck off.
And yeah, and then they kill everybody. They're chasing a piece of cloth. Fucking not.
No, I get that. I know all that. But you know, in the end, you know, I don't have much of a moral backbone. So
you have no moral backbone at all. I have no moral strength. No.
So free drink and free good cheese. I was there. You know, fuck it.
I mean, it's pretty fucking embarrassing. But listen, you can't always do so. So you don't go to the country now at all. I remember going to a wedding once.
My brother lives in Devon. I go there about once a year. I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
It's quite nice.
I do like it, but it is, you're right. I mean, I went down to this really nice hotel, sort of country house hotel down in, I think it was Somerset or Devon, somewhere near Exeter anyway.
Okay.
And what a fucking nightmare though, because the cabs are just shit. Yeah. And you're so used to being in London.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
I got to fucking Exeter station and I wasn't, because I decided not to drive for some reason. And the kids and their mother had already decided to go in their car, so they'd come from somewhere else. So I went, well, I'll just get a cab, you know. So I got them to, can you order me a cab? Yeah, oh yeah, we can do that. The fucking thing was about 20, we had to wait 20 minutes at the fucking station. The guy gets, I said, can I get you, I said, I'm going back to London on, you know, Sunday or whatever it was. I said, can I book you? Oh no, you've got to ring this number. And I spent most of the weekend trying to get a cab back to the fucking station.
No, that's the thing. Went to the hotel,
and this is an expensive hotel. And I said, have you not got a fucking driver? Have you not got like something to take people back to the station? You fucking morons.
No.
Oh no, there's, we don't have much call for it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I went to...
And it was also, because it was one of those expensive hotels, it was full of Americans.
Yeah,
right?
I went to a hotel at Christmas in Norfolk with the dog and the wife. And
in that order?
No, it was... Fucking dog made the hotel his own.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
I told you,
yeah, no, I saw the pictures.
He kept escaping. Kept finding him in the kitchen.
No, I saw the pictures. Well, Ziggy did the same
thing. The
whole
staff knew his name.
Ziggy did the same thing.
4 days.
Ziggy did the same thing at this place, right? Because we had to take him out for walks and things. There were some lovely bits of woodland, and it was one of those places where they'd got like statues here and ponds over there.
Yeah.
Where did he decide to take his shit? In the middle of the fucking croquet lawn, right? He saw the croquet lawn. He went, no, that'll do for me. Straight in the middle.
Great,
there's fucking, there's kids playing fucking croquet. He's like,
I remember,
and he's a big dog, as you can imagine, so he's left a pile behind. Fucking unbelievable.
When we lived in LA, we went down to San Diego for the weekend, for just a weekend away, stayed at this flash hotel. It's the hotel that was in that film, Some Like It Hot.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it with
Marilyn Monroe?
With Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis. Yeah, so it's in that.
Was anyway, it Marilyn Monroe, Some Like It Hot?
Yeah, she was in that as well, yeah.
So she was in it as well. It's fucking Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, I know, but that their scenes were... Fuck it, who cares? Anyway, we go down there, and it's a really great hotel, but encourages kids to go, which isn't great. But anyway, right in front of the hotel is this immaculate little putting green, perfectly maintained, and it's literally just in front of, so you go past it as you go into reception. So we had our dog Stan, and we we just sort of let him off. And as we're walking into the sun, look around. She's taking a massive piss all over the first green. So they always fucking embarrass you, don't they?
We took fucking Ziggy to Turnberry and he did a shit on the second tee. It's a fucking championship course. And there were guys on the first green, right?
Don't let your dog shit on the course.
It's literally, fuck's sake, you know, because Turnberry, it's one of my favourite places in the world. I love the golf course. I love the setting. It's like... opposite Ailsa Craig, it's on the Ayrshire
coast. Yeah, hell of a
course.
It's
a really beautiful place. And
Trump owns it, right?
Trump now owns it, which was actually an extra bonus point, because when I went there, I was able to say I'm staying at Trump Turnberry, which pissed off the lefties even more. Yeah. And he's done a great job with it. He's actually made it a much better hotel. But yeah, I mean, fucking dogs, you can't get around them, can you?
Yeah, a quick last point, are we winding up?
I was going to ask you about Gwyneth Paltrow, actually. Because that's a fucking mad case, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean...
Have you seen any of it?
Well, yeah, of course I have. I mean, it seems to me that so it's about a 6-year-old case.
Yeah.
Right. So this
it's very American in justice,
Utah.
Isn't it?
And as one of the Sunday paper columnists pointed out last weekend, seems to us that Gwyneth Paltrow is spending a fortune to prove that she's actually a better skier than she actually is.
Yes.
And it was Camilla Long in the Sunday Times. She said, Gwyneth Paltrow is one of those people who is desperate to be popular, despite the fact she's clearly a very unpleasant person. I mean, it looks to me, I don't know, but she skied into this bloke who says his life was ruined. It certainly ruined his taste in suits. They're all made of nylon.
But it's so, I mean, it took me back, so I'm sure you were the same, to the early days of court TV.
Well, he's an optometrist as well. Doctor who never saw it coming.
But do you remember the early days of court TV, when court TV started in America? And it was fucking brilliant, because it was like, I used to watch Crown Court as a kid. Yeah. Which was on when I was a teenager.
Dun, 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 really great, right?
But this was real life fucking Crown Court, court TV. And they were always these hideously kind of anodyne looking rooms with sort of, they looked like school classrooms, but they had judges in them. They had people charged with anything from fucking murder to rape to car theft or whatever it was. Massively brilliant human drama, like this one is. And whenever it's been on, I've just sat there watching it going, fuck it out. Because the lawyers are so ridiculous in America. Did you see where they were asking him about his relationship with his daughter?
Yeah, I know.
And he started bursting into tears.
I know.
And I'm going, hang on, this is about fucking skiing accident.
Crying,
what the fuck's it got to do with his daughter's relationship?
Well, that's what he says. It's been ruined because he's lost his marbles and therefore he can't maintain proper relationships anymore. All I hope is that Gwyneth Paltrow loses.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually mind Gwyneth Paltrow. I think she's so wacky that I think she's quite endearing in her own way. No, I can't give a fuck really either. Either way.
I used to live in the same road as her.
Yeah, I know you did.
She lived just down the road.
Well, no, you've got that wrong. You've got that wrong. She used to live in the same road as you.
You lived there first. And I kept, she walked past the house once. I think I told you this story before. And her little kid, Apple, who's now grown up, ran into our house, which is quite a nice looking little house, quite a cute house. And Apple shouts to her, to Gwyneth, Mommy, can we buy this house? And Gwyneth goes, no, dear, we can't. And I wanted to fucking run out and say, how much are you going to fucking pay for it then? 2 million, it's yours.
Absolutely right.
Anyway, I hope she loses.
Yeah. What was the last thing you wanted to mention? Just
a very quick mention of this fucking nonsense about sea barges and military bases to put migrants in. Now, I don't mind that idea. That's fine.
I fucking mind it. Because they're putting one near where I fucking live in Sussex.
But it reduces the government's sort of position seems to be that the only problem with the migrant crisis is accommodation. Yeah. We found some new places to put them, and it'll be cheaper than hotels. It's not a fucking accommodation problem.
Exactly.
It's the fact that they're fucking coming here. Right. That's the fucking
problem.
This
is exactly the point.
Stop the boats and stop trying to find places for them to live.
Well, this is what I said to somebody today. I said, you know, the way the government's acting, it's like you've opened the front door to your house, right?
Yeah.
50 people have come in. And now it's fucking rammed and they can't all stay there. So what you've decided to do is to buy another house and get another fucking 50 of them in another house. Mm. And it keeps going. So by the end of it, you own 7 houses with 50 people in and they keep fucking coming because every time they come, you buy another house.
Well, they better these fucking idiot government, they better fucking solve this crisis before they start putting thousands of mainly young men into fucking great air bases and onto fucking great barges. And by the way, if they're on a sea barge, right, so everyone says, oh, well, that'll keep them out of trouble. No, they can go on shore.
How will it?
They can go on shore. They're not detained there. They put them in these air bases. They can go into the local villages. So these air bases, they're going to fucking accommodate maybe 15,000, 20,000 basically young men between the age of 18 and 34 with nothing to do. What could possibly go wrong? I mean, the optics on this are going to be fucking disastrous.
Can we just say before we finish it, one, come and join us on Patreon because we've got more to
please
say.
Please do.
And we're going to talk
and
about,
we're in a mood today.
We're going to talk about antisocial behaviour. That's our antisocial behaviour. Not anybody else's.
That's for everyone else's.
But we can also say thank you very much indeed to Dave Johnson from Suitable Choices, who's brought us this podcast. Suitablechoices.co.uk is the place to go for all your mortgage needs. They're near Margate. They're on the coast of Kent, which, if it hasn't been overrun recently by fucking illegal migrants, you might want to pop down there and check it out. Suitablechoices.co.uk. Dave Johnson, executive producer of this particular show. Thank you very much.
All the best, Dave.
We'll see you next time.
And the rest of you, fuck off.
Very good.